The Visibility Project is about story. Recognizing that everyone has had a different lived experience during the pandemic, we wanted to hear yours. The good, the bad, the challenges, the triumphs. In a series of podcasts, we will hear from our listeners who answered the questions, what has the pandemic been like for you? And what do you hope we learned during the pandemic?
Wow, what has the pandemic been like for me? In March of 2020, I was going to be going to Florida for a two-week vacation with my dad. And that two-week vacation turned into a one-week. My sister and I, instead of flying down, remember this is at the very beginning of the pandemic when we really didn't have hardly any knowledge as to what was really going on. And so we canceled our flights and we rented a car, drove to Florida. And instead of a vacation, we didn't go to a Tiger game. We didn't go to a musical. All the normal things that we would do during vacation time there, we did not do. Instead, we closed up the condo and rushed my then 96-year-old dad back to Michigan, because the last thing we wanted was for him to have any kind of problem and be stuck down there by himself. So that's how the pandemic started for us. And it was so vivid in my memory that driving home from Florida, normally with him, it would be a three-day trip, but we did it in two. And getting to the hotel that night, remember, this is back when we didn't know, was it airborne? Is it on surfaces? And I went in and sprayed the entire hotel room with Lysol, wiped down every single surface that I thought we would touch. And then I thought, okay, now we're going to, you know, asphyxiate ourselves with this Lysol spray. And in driving in the car, every time we would turn the news on, we were getting more and more different information. It was like every hour, it was something different. It was changing by the hour. And eventually that slowed down, and information maybe was by the day, by the week, you know, as we started to go through the pandemic. It's just been a lot, you know, like a roller coaster ride. You know, just when we think, okay, so this is what science, we think experts are telling us. And then as they get more information, you know, that all changes. And then we kind of have to readjust. So the last year and a half has been a constant change. And sometimes that's really hard. It's hard as individuals, it's hard as on families. Our main focus for our families were to keep our parents safe. My dad was 96 at the time, my mother-in-law was 95. And so it's not just my household. How do I keep my household safe? But I had two children in college who are being exposed to a lot of other students while they're in college. And, you know, all of my other immediate families, because we pretty much all live in this area, and then all of my in-laws, and how to keep all of our households safe in order to keep our parents safe. And throughout the last year and a half and talking to people, the perspective is different if you're not trying to keep an elderly person safe. And once I would tell people that, then they would kind of look at me like, oh, okay, I get it. That's why you're going the extra mile, taking the extra measures. The other adjustments from the pandemic is, of course, like most people, is work. Our office closed down while I was driving back from Florida. And actually, it was great because I came into the office and there was no one here. I didn't have to worry about anything. And I was able to go through my office very carefully and do some of that cleaning that I always meant to get to and try to figure out, all right, what do I need to take home with me? And so there was a lot of adjustment trying to work from home. And I didn't think it would be an adjustment coming back to work, but I have found that it is an adjustment. There's a lot of pluses to working from home, right? And so I was thinking, all right, this won't be hard, but my comfort level varies depending on the day, depending on the news feed, just how comfortable I am being here at work with or without masks, depending on where we're at. So it's a constant adjustment, you know, the last year and a half. And an interesting part of the flood when it happened last May was my college student daughter had left her apartment, came home and was living with us during the early parts of the pandemic. And then when the flood hit Midland, we were in the area where they told us to evacuate. And so trying not to freak out, but by the time we eventually evacuated, we wanted to get to Mount Pleasant. And we ended up having to go all the way to Flint and down, you know, south to get west because all the roads were closed. So that was quite an adventure. That was my personal flood story. Luckily, we didn't have any flooding like so many people in our county did. We were lucky, but it was, you know, we ended up in Mount Pleasant for a night, and then we were able to come back to Midland the next day. M20 had reopened, so at least we had the short ride back. Another thing about the pandemic is, on everybody, it's been stressful for everyone, right? And it's been stressful for me personally because not all of my family members, or even, you know, some coworkers, not everybody that I'm around believes the same thing. You know, we look at it differently. We look at the protections differently and what's needed and what's not needed. And of course, that has changed throughout the last 18 months as we've gotten more information. But even where we're at today, you know, we don't all agree on masking. When is masking appropriate? When is it not necessary? Vaccinations. When I was able to finally get the vaccination, that really lowered a lot of my stress. And I was able to get vaccinated before my mother-in-law was, and she's 50 years older than I am. And that, I felt so happy when she finally was able to get her vaccination, because I thought, great, both of our parents are vaccinated now. We can, you know, breathe easier. Another thing that I really remember about the earlier parts of the pandemic is just being glued to the TV set, turning the news on. I'd get home, you know, I'd stop working and it's like, turn on the news, and I'd watch it and watch it and watch it. And then eventually I thought, no, it's just too much. And I have to back off. And that helped a lot with the stress. And so there are times that I feel like I need to just turn on the TV or, you know, read some news things on my feed. And other times where I feel like, nope, I just need to back away from it and give myself some space. I think some of the silver linings of the pandemic, and other people are going to mention this, and that is, you know, Zoom, being able to do things virtually. And not only for work, but also, you know, with family members, being able to see family members. And just some general reminders that we all knew what we're supposed to do to keep each other healthy pre-pandemic. But now it's, you know, it's more ingrained, you know, wash your hands constantly, you know, do a good job washing your hands, and don't go to work if you're sick, or don't go to school if you're sick, because now we've just been all made much more aware of how to keep our society healthier, whether it's COVID or just a regular cold or another type of influenza. It's been good for my family because, like everyone else, we started going outside more and we started hiking, and we've gone on 2 family trips just this summer hiking, and that was a real positive. It has been hard to separate the science of the pandemic from the emotions. And I think that for me at least, was true at the beginning. It is still true for me. I mean, I know the science, and you hear, you know, you're more at risk of getting in your car driving, you know, than you are getting the virus, you know, a lot of things depends, but I'm hoping that, you know, I don't think our society is in a good place right now. We are so divided. The pandemic has made that so much worse. So my hope going forward is that as we continue to move through this and make adjustments, that we can all take a step back and maybe try to look at it through another person's lens and understand what direction they're coming from, rather than looking at it just through our own lens. And hopefully the pandemic will continue to get better, and our new normal will be great.
You can stay connected with the Visibility Project by subscribing, liking, and sharing on your favorite podcasting and social apps. Look for us at thevisibilitypRJ.
Financial support is needed to keep the conversation going. Go to midlandfoundation.org/give and select the Cultural Awareness Coalition Endowment Fund to be part of the project. Note podcast in your donation notes.
Thank you for listening.
We see you.
We hear you.
And together, we are making a difference.